Now, you guys got to promise that you're not going to tell my wife I did this commentary today because it's about her. And I love my wife dearly, but sometimes, good Lord, guys out there, you'll know that there is just no winning when it comes to the better half of your relationship. Well, a couple of months back, my wife was so proud to tell me that she ordered some acai berry off the internet. And I said, no, you didn't. She says, yeah, it was an interesting here, lose some weight deal. It's only $3.95. And I said, don't do it. Go and cancel your order. She never listened. Well, today the Visa bill came and, well, there was $185 worth of charges on her Visa bill for a product that at Walmart is worth $19.95. When I asked her whether or not she had canceled the account, I was very rudely informed of, well, why didn't you tell me to? Well, I wasn't going to get into a debate with her about the perils of internet shopping. Rather than that, I got on the phone and phoned the company and canceled the account. Right now, we have a $185 bill on the Visa for about $19.95 worth of product and a credit card company that's not too cooperative when it comes to disputing the charge. We all know the Latin term caveat emptor. I'm not sure what the Latin term, and that means let the buyer beware. I'm not sure what the Latin term for let the wife beware is, but if I keep talking about this on the radio, it will be rest in peace, Dana Pretzer, because you're talking about your wife and you shouldn't be. Anyway, for those of you that want to get the acai berry order off the internet and think that you're going to lose a whole bunch of weight, don't do it. Don't do it, because you'll end up sleeping on the couch like me for the next 2 or 3 weeks, and you'll have to pay a big Visa bill. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.